Food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie. Favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. The birthday present. Kara's in the schoolyard. She is looking for Benjamin, while her two best friends, Julie and Rose, are locking their bikes. Brown leaves whirl around in the wind, much like the butterflies in Kara's stomach. It is Benjamin's birthday, and Kara has a present for him in her backpack. She has had a little crush on Benjamin since kindergarten. Kara thinks he is very cute, with his green eyes and brown curls, and she likes looking for him in the mornings. Today, he and Lucas are biking together. Benjamin is riding on a shiny new bike, but his legs are almost too short to reach the pedals. Julie is holding the door, while Benjamin parks his bike. "Happy birthday, Benjamin," Julie yells. "Happy birthday, Benjamin," Rose says too. Kara clears her throat and straightens her back. She thinks her heart is beating strangely today. "Happy birthday," she whispers. "I got a new bike," Benjamin says happily. "And a new mobile." Lucas pushes Kara. "Move," he yells and smiles at her. Kara doesn't smile back. She thinks Lucas is annoying. He always makes so much noise in class. Benjamin is very quiet today. During class, Benjamin hands out some candy, and Kara thinks he lingers at her table for a long time. "Thank you, Benjamin," Julie giggles and throws a gummy into her mouth. "Thank you, Benjamin," Rose says. Kara puts her candy in her mouth, and she chews while Benjamin looks down at her. "Thank you," she mumbles. Suddenly, she doesn't know if she has the guts to give him the present. She bought it with her mom in a store at the mall. It's a ring with a skull on it, because Benjamin loves skulls. Kara is suddenly hit by a gummy candy on the back of her neck, and Lucas is the one who threw it. "Stop it, Lucas," she yells, her mouth full of candy. She starts drooling by accident. It is just a tiny little bit, and she quickly wipes her chin. She does not think anyone saw it, but she still turns bright red and her heart starts galloping like a horse. She doesn't dare look at Benjamin. "Lucas is throwing candy," Julie yells and stands up. "He can't do that," Rose says. Lucas just laughs and he rocks in his chair. Then he stands up and reaches for Benjamin's bag. During lunch, Benjamin and Lucas are playing on the new phone. Kara cannot stop looking over at Benjamin, and Julie is fooling around in front of them. "Can I try too?" she asks, and swings her long hair. Benjamin looks up. "Okay, but only once," he says, as he hands her the phone. "Don't delete my record," Lucas yells, jumping up. Kara wants to go over there, but she's not as brave as Julie. Her hair is not as long either. Kara takes the elastic out of her hair, and she carefully swings it from side to side. "Can I braid your hair?" Rose asks. Kara nods. Rose is good at doing hair. She knows how to make French braids starting all the way at the top of her head. Benjamin.